Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We start clicking. I feel like, you know, we're running the ball so efficiently that we're probably not passing as much as we used to. You know what I'm saying? Like, motor is busting them out the wrapper. So it's like, it's a couple of those extra passes that, you know, might get us in a little bit of a rhythm. But, I mean, I feel like we have such a balanced offense right now that it's like, it's hard to, you know what I'm saying, we can do everything.
Stephon Diggs, Bills wide receiver, made that incredible catch. I'm watching that play back actually right now. Funny, Sean McDermott sprinting down the sidelines to call timeout is actually really funny. And also, he's way faster than I would have thought he was. Not that I wouldn't have thought he could run, but McDermott can move. Watch, see if you can find it. I retweeted it. The above all 22 camera angle of the Allen Diggs play to set up the field goal. McDermott takes off while the ball is in the air. Like, he's got some idea it's going to be completed. He takes off towards the referee. It's actually really funny. 803-0550 is the phone number. Joe DiBiase and the Extra Point Show. Keep flying through phone calls. That's the show today. You want to call in? You got a thought? Today's your day. Not that any other day isn't, but some Thanksgiving chatter to get to. I tried a pie that I'd never had before for the first time on Thanksgiving. I got to get to my experience at the Sabres game on Wednesday before the show runs out of time because it was the best Sabre game I've been to in a decade. But we'll get to that in the next hour. Let's go to Thomas in Colorado. What's up, Thomas?
First time caller. I wanted to talk about the lack of trade deadline moves. I'd say 2 years in a row. I'd say probably the most important thing for the success of this team is protecting our star quarterback. And at the trade deadline, there were some high-quality offensive guards available at pretty reasonable. My thought is perhaps we're trying to save money for the what we thought was going to be the OBJ signing, which looks like it's not going to happen.
Well, maybe. I mean, he's visiting with the Bills the first week of December, so it could.
Yeah, the talk on the national media – TV stations is pretty much like it's a done deal with Dallas because they beat the Giants. And I hope that's not true. But that still doesn't – I think we have two very good offensive linemen and sometimes three okay ones, and our depth is very suspect. Why did we not sign an offensive guard at the deadline when they were available relatively cheap? I think that's going to come back to haunt us.
Thanks for the call, Thomas. I mean, I would have liked to see them add a guard, too. I don't know that anyone was actually moved, though. Guards at the trade deadline? If I pull up trade deadline moves, am I going to find a guard trade? I didn't remember one happening. So, maybe there was one out there, but maybe the Bills poked around and thought, hey, maybe we can get one cheap, and there actually wasn't one cheap. I'll look, but to the larger point, yeah, O-line is not very stable at the moment. And that's outside of just Morse and Dawkins being injured. Ryan Bates has been a problem at times this year. Saffold has had not a great year. And that maybe was predictable. Titans fans and Titans media all offseason were saying, this guy is great in run blocking, but he's going to be a problem in pass protection. And that's kind of been the book. Exactly what he was in Tennessee, it's exactly what he is here. And the Bills are a team that throws the ball more than the Titans do by a lot. So you see it a little bit more often here, I guess. But I'm looking right now through the deadline trades. Defensive end was moved. Jeff Wilson was a running back. Calvin Ridley, a receiver. Bradley Chubb, a pass rusher. William Jackson, a corner. Claypool, a receiver. TJ Hockenson, a tight end. Roquan Smith, a linebacker. Receiver. Defensive end. Defensive tackle, running back, receiver, linebacker. Here we go. One lineman was traded at the deadline. The week of the deadline. Not even just deadline day. The week of the deadline, one lineman was traded. The Patriots traded backup offensive tackle Justin Heron to the Raiders, and the teams swapped 2024 sixth and seventh round picks. So there you go. And I'm not mad the Bills didn't trade for Justin Heron. But to the larger point, I get it. I get it about the line. 803-0550 is the phone number. We'll take more calls when we come back. What is the biggest concern with the Bills right now? Or we have not heard from someone yet that said there is nothing to be concerned with. They'll figure it out. There maybe is a case to be made on that front as well. Some Sabres talk in the next hour. Bills talk, of course. Your calls when we return. Joe DiBiase, the Extra Point Show on WGR.
Has a pocket, going to run it. Josh on the run, got wide open spaces at the 40, at the 30, at the Lions 25, and spilled to the ground at the Detroit 23-yard line. A 21-yard run by Josh Allen before Kirby Joseph brought him down.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.